The Princess P looked down at Despero. She smiled at him. And while her father played another song, a song about the deep purple falling over sleepy garden walls, the princess reached out and touched the top of the mouse's head. Despero stared up at her in wonder. The pea, he decided, looked just like the picture of the fair maiden in the book in the library. The princess smiled at Despero again, and this time, Despero smiled back, and then something incredible happened. The mouse fell in love. Reader, you may ask this question. In fact, you must ask this question. Is it ridiculous for a very small, sickly, big-eared mouse to fall in love with a beautiful human princess named Pea? The answer is yes, of course it's ridiculous. Love is ridiculous, but love is also wonderful and powerful. And Despero's love for the Princess Pea would prove, in time, to be all of these things. Powerful, wonderful, and ridiculous.
"You're so sweet," said the princess to Despero. "Aw, you're so tiny."
As Despero looked up at her adoringly, Furlough happened to scurry past the princess's room, moving his head left to right, right to left, back and forth.
"Cripes!" said Furlough.
He stopped. He stared into the princess's room. His whiskers became as tight as bowstrings. What Furlough saw was Despero Tilling sitting at the foot of the king. What Furlough saw was the princess touching the top of his brother's head.
"Cripes!" shouted Furlough again. "Oh, cripes! He's nuts! He's a goner!"
And executing a classic scurry, Furlough went off to tell his father, Lester Tilling, the terrible, unbelievable news of what he had just seen.